We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears its heartbeat, it's a divine connection. And the majority of the time, she will choose life. But they can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside them. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. It is Friday, December 22nd, and I am sitting in the studio with my wife, Debbie, and I sweet-talked her to coming on the program today, even though she's got lots to do to prepare for this weekend as we celebrate Christmas. And this is what Zach Williams has to say.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call. The favorite time of year.
It's the favorite time of year, the most wonderful time of the year. And so, Debbie, we want to talk on this broadcast today. We want to talk about making Christmas memorable. How do we make this Christmas 2023, a memorable time for us and for our families?
You know, that's a good question. And I think that has to have kind of an individual family answer to it. But I think the bulk of it involves making the most of your family time. And I know for us, we're not going to have all of our kids together this year. And so that the dynamic changes when one part of the family isn't there, the dynamic of the whole event is just a little bit different. So you just have to treasure the moments and make the most of them and stick with your family traditions and create new fun things to do. And more than anything, just laugh and enjoy each other. That the joy of the season would flood your home.
Right. Well, and I think it's important, as we've talked about, and no doubt you've heard about, Jesus is the reason for the season, so you gotta focus in on Jesus at Christmas. If you don't, then it just becomes all the presents and the lights and the glitter and all that, and that's just fluff. That doesn't mean anything. Jesus is the reason for the season, and so if we are like Simeon, I love what the scripture says about Simeon in Luke chapter 2, and there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Lord's Messiah. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents, Jesus' parents, brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now, Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." Listen, Jesus is a light of revelation. He is the one who lights up the darkness. He's the one that brings peace and joy to a life that seems to have just turmoil and frustration and unhappiness. And no matter what's going on in your life, if you will focus in on Jesus, he can change everything because he is the God of hope. And as the scripture says, one of my favorite verses, Romans 15:13, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. You have to believe. You have to put your faith and trust in Jesus. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Well, I think too, for those of us that have been believers and in a relationship with the Lord for a significant amount of time, we can let that feeling of joy and excitement over his birth, we can let that become stale. And so I think, like you were saying, Jeff, to really focus in on that and to ask God by the power of his Spirit within us to just renew that excitement, to renew that gratitude, to renew the awe in our hearts about the event of Christ coming from glory down into this sinful world to sacrifice himself and to pay the ultimate price so that we could have relationship and free access to the Father. And so I think it's important that we ask the Holy Spirit to remind us of that, to renew that freshness in our hearts.
Right. Well, I think that's the thing, too, that some people don't realize. When you pray to God, you tell God exactly what's going on in your heart. If you have the blahs, tell him that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, ask God to do things in your life and in your heart that you want him to do. He knows that you're blah. He knows that this is a hard Christmas, perhaps, if mm-hmm. it is a hard Christmas for you. And just say, Lord, I want to experience joy. I want to experience peace and the joy and peace of the season, the love that is in the season because you sent your son. And so, Father, my heart just seems numb. And I don't want it to be like that. And
right.
So, Lord, that you would change it, that you would refresh it, that times of refreshing would come, Acts 3:19, from the presence of the Lord. He longs to answer those kinds of prayers because those are from the heart. Those are real.
Well, and that's in line with his will.
Right.
Right. I mean, the Bible promises us that if we pray, asking, believing, and it's in God's will, he hears and he responds to that. I was thinking this morning, too, that how important it is to just decide to have fun, to mm-hmm. make that decision, to decide that you are going into it, even with all the busyness, with all the stress, with all the different personalities that are going to be interacting with each other in your home over the course of the holidays, to decide on this side of it before it ever even starts that, you know what, this is going to be fun. We're going to have a great family time. We're going to extend grace to each other. We're going to give each other the benefit of the doubt. If someone says something maybe a little snippy, we're not going to wear our feelings on our shoulders where
right.
we're going to get easily offended, but we're just going to go into it with an attitude that says, you know what, this is going to be a great time.
Well, Debbie, 34 years ago today, we had our second child.
Yes.
Little Amy Elizabeth Shreve came into the world on December 22nd. And so we want to wish her a happy birthday on the air.
Yes.
And we're going to see her and Travis and the boys, Jack and Chase, on December 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking forward to that, to be with them and to hold those little guys. Jack is two and a half.
Right.
Right at 2.5. And little Chase, he's about 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're wonderful little guys.
Yeah. And we came home with her on Christmas Day from the hospital.
Right.
Yeah. So we had Christmas, actually, our first Christmas with her, we celebrated on the 26th, which is what we'll be doing this year as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
How cool is that? Okay, so for today's program, I wrote down making Christmas memorable and things that you can do to make Christmas memorable. And Debbie takes my sheet while I'm not looking, and she writes, get your wife gifts, tell your wife how great she is.
Yes, that can be on your to-do list.
So, Debbie, I have a lot of gifts for you, and you are so great.
Thank you.
So anyway,
yeah.
wanted to share that. We have a big Christmas Eve coming up at First Baptist Church, Texarkana. And so Christmas Eve, as you all know, it falls on a Sunday. And so in the church world, when Christmas, I've always marveled at this. So last year, Christmas Day is on Sunday. And so many churches, well, we're canceling Christmas. Our services for Christmas, not canceling Christmas, but stay home with your families on Christmas morning. Don't come to church. And I said, well, good grief. That's what it's all about, is to worship the Lord. The wise men sought him, and they, whereas he who has been born king of the Jews, we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. And I said, we're meeting. And we met at 10:30, and we had a great crowd of people. Mm-hmm. We had Christmas baptisms. Mm-hmm. I think we baptized like 15 people that morning. Mm-hmm. It was really, really special. So this Christmas Eve on a Sunday, we have the musical group Denver and the Mile High Orchestra coming in. Denver Bierman is a good friend of mine. I've known him for almost 20 years, and he's coming in with his guys. And they're going to do a concert this on Christmas Eve morning, and I'm going to preach a shorter message.
Everyone on the air heard that.
A shorter message,
yeah. Yes.
I was taught, hold you accountable. I was taught in seminary there's no such thing as a bad short sermon.
Mm.
And so shorter message, probably 10 or 15 minutes about the best gift of all, and that's the gift that the wise men gave, not the gold, not the frankincense, not the myrrh, but... says when they saw the child, they bowed down and worshiped him. They fell down and worshiped him. And worship is the best gift when you give the Lord your heart and your love and your devotion and your all. So we're going to talk about that this Sunday, Sunday morning, and then Sunday night we're going to meet again at 4:30. We start with Christmas at the organ, and First Baptist Texarkana has a big pipe organ. It got damaged in the fire that we had a few years ago, but we rebuilt it, and... So we're going to have a lot
of... We have an extraordinary organist.
Betsy Frame is excellent.
She's just so talented.
And then we start at 5 o'clock with our candlelight communion service. We have lots of great music, and we have a children's time, and the children all come up, and Stephanie Bright, our children's minister, she will...
She always has something creative.
Something fun
always.
For the kids. And then I'll share a message as we lead into the Lord's Supper, and we close out with Silent Night. It's just kind of traditional in our church, and mm-hmm. we light the candles and the
That's a memory.
That's a special memory.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things. What can you do to make Christmas memorable this year? It's take your family to church on Christmas Eve. Morning and evening. Evening especially, to make it very, very special, and worship together, and focus in on the Lord Jesus, who came that first Christmas and who's coming again in power and great glory.
Yeah, that's one really cool thing to do, and it to be just a tradition that you do. We were talking this morning about other fun traditional kind of things, and for us, I think we had mentioned this the last time that I was on the program with you, Jeff, but we have... Christmas morning, we have like a big Christmas breakfast. So we don't do like a Christmas lunch or a Christmas dinner. We let the kids do their own things at their homes on early in the morning, and then we have a brunch together about 9:30, and then we play some games and we open our gifts and everything. But that for us is a real fun, memorable family tradition that we do. And I was just talking with our youngest daughter on the phone on the way in this morning and asking her, I said, you know, what do you want me to prepare for breakfast? And she was like, well, duh, breakfast pizza, because we just have that every Christmas morning. I think she would just be devastated if we didn't do that, you know. So that's just another thing that can be memorable. And I think the interesting thing about making things memorable is some of the most memorable things are things that just kind of happen organically. They're not necessarily things you've planned, but it's just something funny that happens around the table, or a funny gift that someone gets that's just maybe just a bad gift, you know, that everyone can laugh about. And so you oftentimes can make some really cool memories because they just kind of happen on their own.
Right. Well, you know, something that just simple things like singing Christmas carols together as a family can be fun. Now, you're a piano player, and I'm a...
Where are we going with this?
Marginal guitar player. But, you know, just stuff like that can be very memorable.
Well, what is the one song that y'all always sing together, and y'all do the little dance too? One that we do every Christmas.
The Paul McCartney.
Yes.
I can't
Simply
remember.
Having a Wonderful Christmas
yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we have little songs like that the girls and I like to like to have fun with. But hey, it's a time for joy. I bring you good news of a great joy, which shall be for all the people. So we want to celebrate. The Lord has come. And listen, just like with the Lord's Supper, when you partake of the Lord's Supper, you proclaim his death until he comes. And built into the Lord's Supper is not only looking back at the cross, but it's looking forward to the return of Christ. They weren't ready for the first coming. The people, other than the wise men, nobody, and the shepherds, nobody shows up, associated with his first coming. And for us today, so many of us, we're not ready for his second coming, and we need to get ready because the Lord is coming, and he's coming soon. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, along with my wife Debbie. We're talking about making Christmas memorable. And when we come back after the break, we're going to open the phone lines a little early. We'd love to hear from you. Don't go away. According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. And preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they're trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies' lives every single day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chances at life doubles. So please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives. So be generous. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here along with Debbie. We're talking about making Christmas memorable. How can you do that for this Christmas, Christmas 2023, and we're just a few days away? You know, one of the things that's a good memory for me and has always been kind of fun is walking through the mall. And I know malls are not as popular as they once were, unless you live in the Woodlands, Texas, and that Woodlands Mall is busting and just lots of activity. But just kind of walking through the mall is kind of fun, and you see more people, and if they're playing Christmas music or whatever, that brings back good memories for me. Debbie, we talked about playing a family game. That can be fun, whether it's you're playing Monopoly. I know you don't Monopoly.
That game is the everlasting game. It just makes me crazy because I'm just not a competitive person. I just think, here, take all my properties. I just don't care.
But I think that can be fun. Playing charades can be a lot of fun, especially with the girls.
Mm-hmm. Especially.
Lyndon, our 8-year-old granddaughter, is just so expressive. She loves to be out on the stage type thing.
Yes, she makes it very, very fun.
Yeah. So that's an idea. I think something that seems to be relatively new is that gingerbread house competition.
Yes.
Dr. Chris Schroeder did that with his family and put those two on Facebook. Okay. Team one did this, team two did that. Which do you like better?
We did that one year, and we did it with, we did cookies, didn't we?
Something
and your
like
cookies
that.
Were so bad.
I wasn't very good at
you
that.
You were not. That was not your area to shine. No, it was not. But this year, and I don't want to give all my secrets away in case any of our family is listening, but I have a couple of new kind of little fun games that we're going to do and that have prizes with them. And I don't know if you guys have seen a lot of people doing different kind of games on Facebook, but there are a lot of fun things that are inexpensive. Like you can use things that you already have in your house, or you have to spend a minimal amount of money to purchase things to play a lot of fun, kind of competitive games during the holiday season. And you can go on Pinterest and just put in fun Christmas family games, and so many different ideas will come up. So I have done that and kind of found a couple that we are going to try and have some prizes with them, just especially because the kids particularly will love that. And so I think that's going to be fun.
Well, the other thing too, for those, as you were talking, I was just thinking, okay, what does the person do that, and we have friends right now that are dealing with pending death.
Multiple friends,
I just got a text this morning from a couple in our church where the husband just died. He just dropped dead today, and the wife is dealing with this, and gifts are needing to be, I mean, it's just in the throes of Christmas, mm-hmm. and then, wow, you know, I wasn't ready, because life can just change on a dime. Let me just encourage you, if you're one that's experiencing the turmoil that can come to a life. You know, Jesus talked about the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and burst against that house, and great was his fall. You know, we need to build on the rock and not build on the sand. But rains are coming, and they come to every life, and winds do blow, and things happen that are unexpected, and life can change just in a phone call. So what do you do if you've experienced that and you're going into Christmas and the bottom has dropped out? You can't focus on what you've lost. You have to focus on what you have, what the Lord has given you. So count your blessings, name them one by one. Don't compare your blessings. Don't look at lost blessings. Just look at what God has given you and praise him for that. And the scripture says in Psalm 50, the very last verse in the book of Psalms, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, because he's worthy of our praise. And so we have to just focus our attention on him. Psalm 50 says, he who offers a sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me, and to him who shows his way aright, I will show the salvation of God. And so sometimes thanksgiving is a sacrifice because your heart is shattered, mm-hmm. but you have to bring it all to the Lord, and you have to say, Lord, I don't understand, but I trust you.
Well, and you know, that's absolutely the right thing to do. That doesn't mean that's an easy thing to do.
No, it's not easy.
And I think, you know, God is near to the brokenhearted. His word tells us that we can claim that promise. And you know, I had messaged back another person, a friend of ours that's dealing with just a horrible tragedy right now. And it's like, you know, I just praying that the peace of God will supersede all these other feelings that you have, anxiety, fear, uncertainty, sorrow, all of those things, that God's peace will supersede those things and in your mind and in your heart. And, you know, I think God does know us. He knows our hearts. He knows our hurts. He knows our needs. And so, you know, we can't just ignore those things, because that's denial, and that's dysfunctional to completely ignore them. But to not let that steal away all that God has in store for you.
Right.
You know, and again, like I said, that's much easier said than done. That takes discipline. That takes intentionality. But that's the right thing to do.
Well, Johnny Erickson Tada has a brand new devotional book that I've been reading, and she was supposed to be on the program but got sick, and so we're going to have to reschedule that. But she talks a lot about suffering, and you know, Johnny's been in the wheelchair, I think, for 55 years or something like that, around there, 50 plus years. And she says, you know, every day she's dealt with a lot of physical pain in her life and a lot of loss in her life. As a 17-year-old, you lose your ability to walk and run and jump and play and use your arms and all that. But she said, you know, you know the fellowship of his sufferings, as it says in Philippians 3, when you're in those situations, and you can really experience the Lord in a way that you can't in other situations. So I'm always reminded of what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:18. And he knew a lot about suffering for the Lord. He said, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. And so we have to start thinking what is to come. Jesus, it says, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's the only way he got through the cross. He had to focus in on what was to come. And so if you have experienced loss, if you're going through a heart-shattering time right now, here right before Christmas, Romans 8:18, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that is to be revealed to us. And so just want to encourage you there. Well, we're going to open the phone lines, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, comment, if you have something to share as we talk about making Christmas memorable, something that that you've done that's really made Christmas memorable. I think we talked about this maybe a couple of weeks ago, you know, people reading the Christmas story, you know, by the fire or whatever. That is always a special time, but there is no substitute, I don't think, for taking your family to worship on Christmas Eve and saying, hey, we're going to do this as a family. And
well, it binds your hearts together,
right?
Yeah.
Now, it matters where you go.
Right.
You want to go to a place that believes the word and stands up for the word. This week, we've been talking about to leave or not to leave. Not to leave, that is the question. And if the church that you're attending has gone off the rails theologically, unless the Lord has just said, you stay there and be salt and light in this situation, you need to think about leaving and going to a place, especially with your kids. You can't subject your kids to liberal doctrine and liberal theology, because that is poison that's going into their minds. They need to know.
They get enough of that just in the world.
Right. And so if you go to church and church doesn't tell you any different from the world, you're not preparing your kids for life, and you're leading them down a path that is going to be destructive. And so we need to train up our kids in the fear and instruction of the Lord, and that makes all the difference in the world. Well, the number to call is 888-589-8840. And I did want to give just a little plug for Denver and the Mile High Orchestra. If you're not familiar with them and you live in the Texarkana area or anywhere within driving distance to Texarkana, we'd love to have you come and be a part of that. So they're going to do like a... they're leading worship. They will sing some with them, but then they're going to be playing a lot, and then I'll get up and do about a 10 or 15 minute sermon. But this gives you a little flavor of Denver and the Mile High Orchestra.
Yourself a merry little Christmas, let your heart be light. From now on our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas, make the Yuletide gay. From now on our troubles will be miles away.
It gives you a taste of the Mile High Orchestra. It's a horn band, and it's high energy, and it's a lot of fun. And Denver's just a super guy. He's a lot of fun all by himself. Very talented.
What was the show that they were on? Of the Bands?
Next
or?
Great American Band.
That's it.
It was on Fox, probably, 2007 or 8 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they came in third with a lot of bands that participated in that show. That was kind of in the heyday of American Idol and that kind of thing, so they were doing it for bands. All right, we're going to the phone lines, and we have Melissa on the line from Texas. Melissa, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.
My question is about changing memories and traditions once your children have left home and have started their own families. We are kind of in that situation now. Our youngest has moved out, and we are empty nesters and struggling with making that transition. Do y'all have any suggestions from your own experience with that?
Yeah, great question, Melissa. That is hard.
Yes, because everything shifts, as it should. it mm-hmm. should shift, you know, because we talked about that in terms of, like, it's important for your kids to have their special time with their families. Mm-hmm. And I know that if you have kids that are kind of spread here and yon, they're not all in the same city, or even if they are, but they have in-laws, and I just always swore that we would be the ones that would be adaptable, that we would adjust our plans based on their plans. And so that was one of the things that we did, prior to our kids getting older, leaving the house, being married, Christmas Eve, we all did that together. So that was a huge mm-hmm. thing. We had like a family talent show. We did all this stuff. Well, as they got older, that kind of went away, and that's when we, you know, transitioned mm-hmm. into having brunch on Sunday, on Christmas morning. And so you just kind of have to be adaptable to that. And the bottom line is, change is hard, mm-hmm.
but it's necessary.
It is necessary, and I know that I never wanted my kids to feel guilt-ridden to come to activities. I just didn't want to put that kind of pressure on them, and I've done my best to do that. Now, have I done that perfectly? Absolutely, I have not. But just to give yourself grace that it's okay to be a little disappointed that things are changing, but you'll develop a new normal, and you will develop new traditions and new ways of doing things, and that's a natural growth process. And it's fun, but it's painful. You know, it's all mixed in together.
Well, it's like a new pair of shoes.
They right.
can kind of be uncomfortable at first mm-hmm. until you break them in. So, uh-huh. Melissa, does your family live far away?
I have two who live here in town, and one who is a little over 3 hours away, and we just cannot seem to make it work this year. So mm-hmm. this will be our first Christmas where we have, and you know, certainly don't care if it's on Christmas Day. We're actually doing right. a family thing tomorrow, but it'll be the first time that her family is not at our family gathering.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's same for us.
Yeah. Well, it's not the first time, but it is.
Right.
Yeah, and that's hard because it's like a part of your heart's missing.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you remember back to that nuclear family time when they were all there together with you, and you know, because they're creating their own families and their own traditions, and that is a natural progression, but it's a sad one all at the same time.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Melissa. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you listening to the program. And I wish you a Merry Christmas, and hope you have a great time. Even though it's different, I hope it's a great time. Well, we have our friend Obi on the line from West Virginia. Obi, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Well, thank you so much, Pastor Shreve. And I hope this Christmas for you, something extra special pops up that'll be a memory for years and years to come.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I just want to share one of those memories that I had in the past. It's been a number of years back. But when we gathered on Christmas morning, the pastor would have the kids bring their most special present to church with them. Mm-hmm. And he would have them all get up front, and Stephen was as big a kid as they were, and they would just talk and share and play with those presents. And it was, you know, Christmas is much about kids and their reaction to presents. And it was just such a warm, delightful, humorous time. We all look forward to getting together. Now, we're only a congregation of 60 people, so uh-huh. that may not be possible for some larger congregations. But that's a special memory that I have at church on Christmas morning that I always look forward to.
Amen. Well, you're exactly right, Obi. Christmas is a lot about the children and the excitement that they have about it, because as adults, we don't get as excited about presents and things like that like kids do. And so it's fun to see that and to experience Christmas again through the eyes of a child. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Debbie. And we're taking your calls, 888-589-8840. And we will be right back after the break.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email Pastor Jeff at FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here, along with Debbie. We're talking about making Christmas memorable. We want Christmas 2023, to be a special time in everyone's life, regardless of the circumstances. We want it to be a special time as you focus in on Jesus, the reason for the season, and as you do have fun with your family, with friends, and really count your blessings. Don't look at what you don't have. Look at what you do have. And as you focus in and give thanks to God for what you do have, it changes your perspective on everything. God doesn't owe us anything. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation nor shadow of turning. And so as we thank God for everything that we have, it changes our hearts. We don't want to be grumblers. We don't want to be ingrates. We want to be grateful to God because He doesn't owe us. And what could be greater than God sending His Son and giving us salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ? That's enough to keep us rejoicing for all eternity. Well, we're opening the phone lines, 888-589-8840. We'd love to hear from you. And we have Rob on the line from Arkansas. Rob, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, Jeff. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
Debbie, this is the first time I've spoken with you, and welcome to my world.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Yes. There's going to be a new tradition in my family this year. My father-in-law, for the last 45 years, has done this Christmas story, and it was on a felt easel, and he had figurines that were flat felt paper, you know, felt material. And as he told the story, he stuck them up on the easel so that all the children could see, you know, baby Jesus and Joseph and Mary and the three kings and all that good stuff and the animals. So he asked me last year if I would carry on the tradition, because he's now 78 and he's kind of forgetting how the story goes in order. Mm-hmm. So throughout the last year, I've had to study the story really hard, because I do realize that there is a fable that the kings came in on camels, but we all know they came in on horses. And so I kind of stick that into the story so that the children understand that, you know, this is really what happened. Now, I have 10 children altogether, but I still have 7 of them at home, and I also have 6 grandchildren. So when we all get together, they sit around the camp, you know, the fireplace and everything, and I get to do it this year. I'm really nervous about it, because I'm like, am I going to be a failure at this, or am I going to do this right? Did I study hard enough last year? I don't know. So I've been asked to, you know, pass on the tradition so that when my other children get older and they're old enough to do it and I can't do it anymore, I want them to pass on that tradition as well.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, I would just encourage you this way, Gary. Stick to the scripture. Obviously, the wise men weren't there at the manger. They came later. It's not a baby Jesus when they come in Matthew chapter 2. It's a child still in Bethlehem. So we don't know how long it was between the time Jesus was born and when the wise men got there. The Christmas nativities like to stick the wise men there with the shepherds, but that didn't happen that way. So I would stick to... And you can add that in the story and just say, now sometime later, you know, the wise men came and they brought their gifts, and we don't know how many wise men there were. We know about the 3 gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I just did a sermon series on that, what those symbolize, the gold. Gold was a gift for a king. The frankincense is incense. It's a gift for a priest, and Jesus is our high priest. And the myrrh was the spice that was used at his burial. And that speaks of his saving ministry. And so there's a lot you can do with that. And so may God bless you and use you as you share that. And just enjoy the moment. And just know that this is a great opportunity to influence your kids and your family for Christ and lift up the name of Jesus. So God bless you as you do that, my brother. Well, we have Linda on the line from Oklahoma. Linda, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Pastor Shreve and Debbie. I met you a couple months ago at your church.
Oh, good.
Every morning.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to share, I have 3 grandchildren, and last Well, a few years ago, I had to share my grandchildren with another grandmother that when my daughter remarried, and I wasn't used to that. So I was very jealous, and the Lord showed me to give a gift to the other grandmother, and my grandkids weren't allowed by their original, their father, to believe in Jesus or Santa Claus. So God led me to make a video of Santa Claus coming down the chimney and give the gifts to my grandchildren. And I gave that video to the other grandmother. And God changed my heart and made me grateful that they had a grandmother that could give them other things besides what I could give them.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, that's very good, Linda. And that's I'm glad to hear that because, yeah, I could see where you could get have jealousy come into your heart, but to take that step and to see the Lord wash that away. And so,
well, and to focus in on the blessing of them having multiple grandparents that love and adore and treasure those kids and want what's best for them and are going to shower them with love and security and all of those things. We are blessed that both of our daughters that have kids, they have their in-laws are wonderful. And so all of our grandkids have great sets of grandparents on both sides, and that is just such a blessing for them, and I'm so thankful for that.
Right, and it's not a competition. It's just where they're.
Yeah, we each have our own relationships with the kids, and so it isn't a competition at all. But just it's wonderful to know how loved those kids are.
Amen. Well, thank you, Linda, and have a Merry Christmas. Hope we can see you at First Baptist Texarkana sometime soon. We have Alan from Florida. Alan, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Pastor?
Doing good. How are you, Alan?
Good, good. First-time listener, first-time caller.
All right.
Something that sparked because of what a couple of callers said, and I think just the picture of the last caller, even just going to be an image of Santa coming down a chimney, a filthy chimney, gives me a greater thankfulness of Christ coming down through this filth of this world and coming out clean. And basically, the one of the previous callers talked about the you know, that Christmas is for children. Yeah, I kind of grew up, you know, with some of that thought, and even, you know, into my teen years, saying it's for the kids. And but the gift, you know, when you watch somebody open a gift, it gives you so much joy. Mm-hmm. Watching a person open the gift of Christ, or more succinctly, God opening up their eyes of understanding and for the first time seeing who He is and what He means in your life, and that you can unwrap the stuff in your life so that you may have new life in Him. And remembering, like it says, our first love in the book of Revelation, that we can actually continue to experience that for ourselves, as well as watching other people having that gift unwrapped for their life, and also watching them celebrate, knowing that they're unwrapping something that'll make a difference in their lives, and who knows how many other people's lives, which is just the way our Father and our God works, and it's just, you know, it's just, it wasn't something I even came with that thought. It was just listening to a couple of callers, and God just showed that to me in a fresh way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a really cool insight. Thank you for sharing that, Alan. Yeah, obviously Santa Claus is not real. And but
what?
Sorry. But to see, you know, Jesus had to. So 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that although he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might be made rich." And the filth that the Lord had to experience all around him, the King of the universe, it says he humbles himself to behold the things in heaven and on earth. He is so great, and yet he was laid in a feeding trough, and the smells that he had to experience, and you know, just all those terrible things, and then take on the sin of the whole world and experience the wrath from his father for being the sin of the world. Yeah, it just makes you appreciate the cross and the gift of salvation that much more. And so, you know, as one of the greatest songs ever written, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And so we get to sing that for all eternity, and sing of the Lord's grace and just marvel that he would love us so much that he would send his son. So God bless you, Alan. Thank you for listening to the program. Thank you for calling in today, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas. We have Gary on the line from Mississippi. Gary, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Pastor Jeff, and Merry Christmas to y'all.
Thank you.
We have a special needs grandson that he spent his first 5 months in Le Bonheur Children's Hospital with heart and lung conditions.
Mm.
And we took him to the Bellevue Baptist Church, the Singing Christmas Tree, which is a big production they put on every year.
Uh-huh.
And he hollering hallelujah. And we also volunteered the Great Passion Play up in Eureka Springs. Uh-huh. And we took him up there, and the statue of Jesus and the pictures and all. And he told us that Jesus was with him in the hospital, taking care of him.
Mm.
And every time we pass a church, he sees a steeple, hallelujah. And he'd be out in the playground, he'd just start praising the Lord. And it's just an awesome experience to
He's 4 years old?
Four.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
How cool is that?
Yes. It confirms everything we believe.
Amen. Amen. Well, what a great testimony, Gary. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. It is so cool to see a young child, especially one that's dealing with special needs, to just have such childlike faith. You know, that's what Jesus talked about. You know, unless you receive the kingdom like a little child, you'll not enter it at all. Well, a child's just very trusting and a very pure-hearted. Mm-hmm. And so what a blessing that the Lord has given to you and your family to experience things through him.
And through his eyes. Yeah.
So God bless that's you, and cool. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas, Gary. Thank you for calling in. We have Robin on the line from Virginia. Robin, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you both, and thank
Merry
you
Christmas.
For what you all do.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to share something quickly that to empathize with those who might be alone or feeling like they can't be with family, whether it's empty nesters. I will be more alone, but I don't have any children, so I chose to take a walk just the other night around the neighborhood to experience. It's like a townhouse neighborhood with a lot of different lights and, you know, displays. And I came upon one that they had just the Mary, they had Joseph and Mary holding the little baby, kind of way up on some steps, right, with a light behind them, a star, very simple, in comparison to the other lights in the neighborhood. And yet down below, I don't know if they did it on purpose, they had white lights that were streamed all across the side of their townhouse that looked like the EKG monitor on a heart thing in a hospital. And it just impressed upon me in a weird way that Jesus is the heartbeat of Christmas. And so what then happened was I started having tears. Oops, sorry, it might happen now. Because it just made me feel like at this time, the paradox or the juxtaposition of how many people in the world are still rejecting Jesus, a true relationship with him, and yet there's all this hoopla and celebration, how much that must hurt God's heart. And Jesus' heart. So I was praying for my neighborhood, and I was praying for people, and I've never really had walks like that at Christmas time, you know, looking at the lights. And so in light of what the gentleman before me just said, that I guess I'm supposed to share this too. I have a friend of our family's through our church that his son has been on the kidney donor list for 2 years. He has special needs. And in the last month, I've been thinking and praying and going through the process of getting checked to see if I can donate one of my kidneys. So his first name is Justin. He's 20, and he's been on the list since he's been 18. And they had to do a surgery just the other day because they didn't think they could trust him to be on dialysis. So anyway, if you want to pray for that, I'd love to give a gift to someone who would need it. Even though I'm 64 and he's 20, I've been living pretty healthy for the last 23 years. So
yeah. Oh, wow. That would definitely be the gift of life for him. And so praise the Lord for that, Robin. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening to the program. And I love that Jesus is the heartbeat of Christmas, because he really, really is. Well, thank you for listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve along with Debbie. And we wish for you and your family to have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. As we said, make it to church, to a good church on Sunday, Christmas Eve. Come on Sunday morning, come on the Christmas Eve service, and let the Lord speak to your heart and do a work in your heart. God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful Christmas. I'll be with you next time. If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.